Continuing discussion of Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 728 Shatamurti. Before getting into this, I'll just give a warning. This talk is not for vagabonds, but in this material world, we're all vagabonds. Yesterday, I gave the example of the madman, filthy, standing outside the prime minister's residence and saying, "I don't believe that there is no prime minister. I'm the controller here. Madman, filthy, dirty." For such persons, obviously, he may demand, "Show me the prime minister," but he's not eligible to see because he's just not fit. He's not even anywhere in that class. So in the same way, in this material world, we're all filthy, dirty, and insane. We're filthy, dirty. Our hearts are encrusted with all bad desires, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, madness, misconceptions, beginning with the idea that I'm not the servant of Krishna. But we're in the cleansing process. Those who kindly join me in listening to this talk, we are in the cleansing process. One name of Vishnu, which will come later in Vishnu Sahasranam, is Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. One who, about whom to hear and chant about is in itself pious. So this is the cleansing process to hear about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let's all be cleansed and come out of our vagabond existence. The name Shatamurti literally means with 100 forms. In Sanskrit, the word Shata, 100, or Sahasra, 1,000, is often used to mean many, 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 uncountable, unlimited. So in that way, saying that he who has 100 forms, I mean, he's not limited to 100 forms. We can't imagine any human having 100 forms. So that immediately puts him in a category different to us. Of course, as living beings, we have taken many, many forms. As Krishna told Arjuna, in one sense, Krishna has one form, and the ordinary living beings have many forms. Because Krishna appears in that his form is avyaya. It's inexhaustible and there's no birth or death for Krishna. But for the conditioned soul, he has many forms in the sense that one time he's a human, one time he's an animal, one time he's a cat, a fish, a dog, an insect, a worm, a germ, a snake, a bird, a tree. But the difference is that none of these forms are really him at all. Whereas Krishna, he has many forms. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. He's one person. He's one, but then he has many forms. So this is inconceivable. It's quite conceivable how we have many forms, which that's not really our form at all. So this name is very similar. This name is Shatamurti. It gives the same idea as Anekamurti, which just came up two names ago. Bahumurti, Sahasramurti, you can say it in various ways. Of course, one of the endeavors of Parashara Bhatta is to distinguish between the names, but by saying that there's no punarukti. He wants to show how even though some names appear more than once in Vishnu Sahasranama, And although some names, they have the same meaning, but it's not like that. It's that each name as given in Vishnu Sahasranam has its own specific meaning, which is different from others. So he wants to show that. Of course, another way of saying it is that by saying Aneka Murti, many forms, Shata Murti, which means more or less the same thing, it's just said in a different way. It's just or saying the same name again, more than once saying the same name. It's just can be taken as the devotee, Bhishma Dev is the speaker of Vishnu Sahasranama, and so many others afterwards. Even as I'm saying this, no doubt, somewhere here, especially in South India, there are some people reciting Vishnu Sahasranam, not aware that I'm chanting it here. So there are so many speakers of Vishnu Sahasranama. They may not all know, they may not all have studied deeply the nuances of all the names, but presumably those who recite regularly, and there are, like I said, still many people who do, and previously there were many more, they would take the trouble at some point in time to find out at least basically what are the meanings of all the names. Some of them are not very difficult to understand, at least from the linguistic point of view. Aneka Murti, from the linguistic point of view, it's easy to understand. It means one of many forms. Actually, aneka means not one, literally. So we say shata can mean many, but aneka begins from two, or even if you want, it begins from 1.00001. But, well, not really. We could say it begins from two. So many forms. Right. So it's the devotees who are reciting, they have some idea, at least they have some idea. Many may have also studied deeply to go deeply into understanding what the names mean. But it's just, they say the name and then they say it again, the same name twice. And they feel bliss in saying it more than once. Or there may be some name, just like Aneka Murti. We, linguistically, it's easy to understand, but conceptually, it's more difficult to understand. Some names are not linguistically so easy to understand, like, for instance, Anirdesha Vapu. It's not so easy to understand. Not so difficult to understand, but probably most people would need it explained to them. But we need all the names explained to bring out the so many different meanings and then appreciate this Supreme Personality of Godhead more and more and more and more. Now, Parashabhata, he has taken upon himself the task, or he sees Vishnu Sahasranam in this way, that he wants to show that there's no repetition. There may be apparent repetition, but there is no actual repetition. So in this way, he distinguishes the name Aneka Murti from the name Shata Murti. Aneka Murti meaning he whose different forms are seen in different avatars at different times. So Aneka Murti means just like the form of Rama is different. Yeah, it is different. It's different. Dashavatar, famous Dashavatar. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vamana, Parashuram, Aksram, and then Kodandaram with his bow. That's 5, 6, 7. Then Balaram or Krishna, depending on who Buddha, and Buddha and Kalki. So these are the 10 forms, and they're all very different forms. They have different personalities, different purposes to for their avatars. So these, that's one way of saying Aneka Murti. And then Shatamurti, Parashrabhata, explains that the same person may see the one Krishna in many ways, or expanded from that one Krishna, that one form, so many different forms. And he cites, Parashabhata cites from Bhagavad Gita, Pashame Partha Rupa Nishata Sota Sahasrashaha, while showing the Vishvarupa, the universal form. Ah, have a look, have a look. Look at me, Arjuna. Ah, look, you want to see the Vishvarupa? Yeah, here I am. So many forms, Shatashota Sahasrashaha, hundreds and thousands of forms, all in one place, Arjuna saw. Sri Radha Krishna Shastri gives a different understanding. His understanding is, Parashabhata gives the understanding according to the Vishwarup. And Radha Krishna Shastri gives the example that different people see the same person, Bhagavan, Krishna, in different ways. Now, that may be true of any one person, just like to give a mundane example, which will be understood at the present time. If we go forward in history 100 years from now, it won't be such an obvious example, because prominent people are prominent in the world today, they get forgotten. So Vladimir Putin is seen by many people in Russia. He's the president of the top notch. He's the boss of Russia. He's the political leader. So many people see him, especially in Russia, many people see him with great awe, and they look up to him, the same person. And another person may look at him and say, "There, right now, as I'm speaking, there's a lot of political disturbance in Russia." Other people within Russia may look at him and think, "Oh, we don't like him. He's a tyrant." And then the same, and then the press in the West have made it their business to paint him in the worst possible light. And so the journalists who make a living out of, for instance, giving bad press to Vladimir Putin, they see him in a different way. So it's the same person, but seen in different ways by different people according to their attitudes. With Krishna, there are many, many ways in which he's seen. And the prime example, by different people, according to how they conceive of him, how they love him or hate him. Krishna, when there's a famous verse from the Bhagavatam, when Krishna entered the wrestling arena that had been made by Kamsa in the name of having a festival, it was all planned to kill Krishna. Elaborate plans for killing Krishna. And he was hoping that Krishna wouldn't even reach there, because the entrance was guarded by the demon who had taken the form of an elephant by the name of Kuvalayapura. But Krishna killed the demon in that form and walked into the wrestling arena spattered with blood, having wrenched the tusks, quite ghastly, having wrenched the tusks out of the elephant, and the blood was on the tusks, and he was holding the tusk over his shoulder. Krishna had one and Balaram had one, and their bodies were bloody. So people saw them walking into this arena, And different people saw them in different ways. Malana mashanendra nam naravarastri nam smaro murtima gopanam svajano satam shiti bujao shastas vapitro shishuhu mrityur bhojapate virad avidusham tatvam param yoginam vishinam paradevate te vidito rangangata sagrajaha. Krishna entered the wrestling arena with his elder brother, Balaram. And different people saw him in different ways. Malanam, the wrestlers, saw him to be like a lightning bolt. The men of Mathura saw him as a great heroic male, even though he's just a young boy. But they saw him as just the epitome of manhood. And the women also saw him as the epitome of manhood. The women of Mathura, but they saw him as Cupid in person. Here he is, the most attractive for women, the most sexually attractive person, man, for women. They saw him like that. The young boys from Vrindavan, the cowherd boys who had accompanied Krishna, just thought, yeah, they didn't see him any differently. He's one of us. We're cowherd boys. He's a cowherd boy. They were accustomed to joke and laugh with him. They didn't really understand the gravity of the situation. They were so used to Krishna killing demons. It was just like a sport, just like boys when they're playing, they play games killing, but Krishna actually killed so many demons and he didn't stop when he came to Mathura, and they just said, yeah, it's all just fun. They thought, oh, Krishna looks funny with all that blood spattered, and especially because he had all this new fancy city clothes on, which he had acquired the day before. So they thought it was just all fun. They're just having fun, that's all. Asatam Shitibhujam Shasta. The king of the Bhojas, the king, namely this rascal Kamsa. So he's Asa, that Kamsa and his accomplices saw him as death personified, which he was to be very soon. After killing Chanara and other wrestlers, then Krishna came and killed Kamsa. So Kamsa wasn't going to be living very long. He saw him as death. Svapitro Shishuhu. Devaki and Vasudev saw Krishna as a baby, just like a child baby, even though he was so powerful. They didn't even see him as a young boy, they saw him just like a baby. I'm getting the wrong thing. Mrityu Bhojapata, that's the... And the Mrityu Bhojapatek, the Kamsa saw Krishna as death personified, and the kings who were chums of Kamsa, the rascal kings who were his allies and associates, they saw him as a chastiser. Virad Avidusham. Persons who are unaware of his personality as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They just took him, he's just part of the universe. He's just part of the scene, that's all. Tatvam param yoginam, the yogis. The yogis, they took Krishna to be, not incorrectly, the supreme, ultimate principle of reality. Not incorrectly, but still there are, in devotion there are higher understandings. The members of the Vrishni dynasty saw him as their supreme worshipable deity. In this way, he was understood or perceived as, in different ways by different people, as he entered the wrestling arena. Now, Radha Krishna Shastri gives an analogy also of the Kalpa Vriksha tree, the wish fulfilling tree of the spiritual world that can give anything that anyone wishes. You approach that tree, what do you want? You want mangoes? Which variety? Nanchikus? Which variety? All around. So, with flowers. I want some flowers. I want some nice flowers to offer to Krishna. Okay. The tree will give you whatever you like. The things that will normally appear in different seasons can be found all at the same time in the desire-fulfilling tree. So in the same way, Krishna is just like that. He gives people what they want. Particularly for his devotees. For the non-devotees, they get more what they deserve. For the devotees, they get more than they deserve. No one can deserve Krishna's mercy. But anugrahaya bhaktanam anurupatma darshanam. He manifests his innumerable transcendental forms for the satisfaction of his devotees. Anyways, why are there so many different forms? Ram, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, why so many forms? There are different devotees who like to relate to him in different ways. Of course, these forms are eternal, and the devotee's attraction to him is also eternal. Here's a translation from one of the songs of Chatur Bhuja Das, one of the Ashtachap, the famous great poets and singers of the Vallabh Sampradaya, singing about Srinath Ji, the favorite deity of the Vallabh Sampradaya. Today he is something. Tomorrow he is something more. Every day Srinath Ji is totally fresh and new. The devotees, they like to go at least once daily to the temple to have darshan of the Lord. And different people go for it. Just like in Vallabh Vidyanagar in Gujarat, we have a temple there. Krishna decided he wanted to appear there and has appeared very beautifully as Giridhari with his flute, and Radha is there dancing with him. Now, many students come. And I guess they come daily, the students who come, because it's in a college area, that temple. They come and they pray for passing the exams or I don't know what. So they come daily. They have the faith, the piety to come. And of course, other people, local people, they come daily. And they pray. The pious people, they come and pray. God, help us. Daily, so many people come daily. And not only in the Vallabh Vidyanagar temple, so many temples, people come daily. But the pure devotees, they don't really come to pray for anything, generally speaking, but they come, they feel very excited every day to go and see, oh, let's go and see, like something new every day. How he's so nicely decorated, and they feel new transcendental emotions. Now, if we hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, it might not sound that very exciting. Krishna gets up in the morning. Actually, he was out all night, but he just comes home in just enough time to lie down and pretend he's been asleep. Then he gets up in the morning, and then he goes, he does his morning duties, milks the cows, takes his breakfast, jokes and laughs with his friends, gets bathed, and then goes out with the cows all day, comes back in the evening. Doesn't sound like it's a plot for a blockbuster movie. Doesn't sound like the most exciting story that anyone could imagine. But the devotees, they just love being with Krishna day after day after day. And every day it seems to them something fresh. His friends, at night, they're thinking, his cowherd boyfriends, they're just thinking during the night, I want to get back and see Krishna. And every time they see him, it's like something very fresh and new. He always appears new to them because the nature of this spiritual love for Krishna is that that's the very meaning of rasa. It's something new and fresh and wonderful every time. And the devotee feels like, I never saw Krishna before. It's always exciting and blissful. So in this way, he is something new every time. You see his form, you've seen it every day since eternity. But it seems like a new form. Oh, Krishna, he was so beautiful yesterday, but he's so much more beautiful today. And you think that every day. And he is, and it's true. Ooh. Well, this is better than what I heard at school about God, his business is just throwing people into hell. Much, much more attractive, God. Here's a verse from Bhagavatam. Dehanyasam chatasyaivam dhiranam dharyavadhanam anyesham duskarataram pashunam viklavatmanam. The Lord's glorious acts and his acceptance of various transcendental forms for the performance of extraordinary pastimes. He accepts various forms for performing extraordinary pastimes in the mortal world are very difficult for anyone other than his devotees to understand. And for the beasts, that means for human beings whose mentality is beastly, they are simply a mental disturbance. And you see, people become upset. They hear about Krishna. Oh, what are you saying? Oh, they become upset. Beastly intelligence. So Krishna, various transcendental forms. We're trying to discuss and understand as much as Krishna blesses us to understand about his various transcendental forms, Aneka Murti, Shata Murti. Here's a verse spoken by Lord Brahma, again from the third canto. I'm quoting quite a bit from the third canto. When we say the third canto, we mean the Bhagavatam. It's accepted. This is Brahma speaking. Tiryang Manusha Vibhudhadishu Jiva Yonish. I'll say it again. Tiryan manusha vibudhadishu jiva yonishvatne chaya na krita setu paripsayayaha reme nirasta vishayopya varudha dehas tasmainamo bhagavate purushottamaya. Brahma says, O my Lord, by your own will, you appear in the various species of living entities, lower animals, human beings, demigods, and others, to perform your transcendental pastimes. You are not affected by material contamination. You come just to fulfill the obligations of your own principles of religion. And therefore, O Supreme Personality, I offer my obeisances unto you for manifesting such different forms. Now, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives an understanding for the name Shatamurti, he who has hundreds of forms, in relation to the understanding he gave for the previous name, Avyakta, which means unknown. So for the previous thing, he says, Baladev says, he's unknown because even the sage Narada was unable to understand how Krishna is present in every residence without losing his oneness. So Shatamurti means, you say he's avyakta, but yes, he has hundreds of forms, but not understandable. The very fact that he has hundreds of forms is not understandable. So he can take hundreds, thousands of forms. He can create. Every new body is a new creation. They come into being. I'm talking about the material bodies of the conditioned souls. Moving on to the Madhva Sampradaya, with many explanations. Some of them I'm just going to read because I don't understand them. It's some technical language, or it's not explicated. Okay, the first that they give is Shatang Murtiyo Yas Yeti Shatang Murtihi. If I'd have consulted a Madhva Pandit, I could have found that from it, but I didn't. But we'll just, at this stage, we'll just relish hearing this, knowing that such great devotional scholars have brought out so many meanings. So the first one, Vishnu is called Shatamurti because Ajahn or Narayana had 100 rupas. Ajahn, I don't know, that doesn't come in the court. Maybe it's Ajanma, one of no birth, a name in Vishnu Sahasranam, I don't know. Number two, Sukha Santata Murti Iti Shatamurti. He is called Shatamurti because he always has happiness in him. Again, exactly how that comes, how the link, I don't understand. So the third meaning given from Madhva Sampada, Na Kevalam Dvitradi Murtiyosya Kintu Shatanya Parimita Murtiya Asya Iti Shatamurti. Vishnu is called Shatamurti because he's not just having two or three forms, but hundreds and unlimited numbers of forms. So these have been discussed previously in this discussion. Then again, quoting from Gita, Pashame Partharu Parni Shatasho Ta Sahasrashaha. Then, specifically, 100 names, 100 forms of Sri Vishnu as given in Vishnu Purana. Okay, I'm going to read them and we can enjoy, spiritually enjoy, take spiritual pleasure in hearing the 100 names of Vishnu from Vishnu Purana. Vasudeva Hrishikesha Vamana Jalashain Janardana Hari Krishna Sri Vatsa Garuda Dhaja Varaha Pundarikaksha Narasimha Narakantaka Avyakta Shashvata Vishnu Ananta Aja Avyaya Narayana Gadadhaksha Govinda Kirti Bhajana Govardhano Dhara Deva Bhutara Bhuvaneshwara Veta Yagya Purusha Yagyesha Yagyavahana Chakrapani Gadapani Shankapani Narotama Vaikuntha Dushta Damana Bhugarbha Pitavasas Trivikrama Trikalaga Trimurti Nandakeshwara Rama. In the bracket here it's given Rama, here refers to Parashuram, and then the next name given is Rama, so this refers to Dasharati Ram. Hayagriva, Bhima, Rodra,
Bhavod Bhava, Shripati, Shridhara, Shrisha, Mangala, Mangalayuta, Damodara, Dayopeta, Keshava, Keshisudana, Varenya, Varada, Vishnu, Ananda, Vasudeva. See again, sometimes the names are coming more than once. Aja, Hiranyaretas, Deepta, Purana, Purushottama, Sakala, Nishkala, Shuddha, Nirguna, Guna Shashvata, Hiranya Tanu Shankasha, Suryayuta Samaprabha, Megha Shama, Chaturbahu, Kushala, Kamalekshana, Jyoti Rupa, Arupa, Swarupa, Rupa Sangstita, Sarvagya, Sarvarupasta, Sarvesha, Sarvotamukha, Jnanam, Kutasta, Achala, Jnanada, Parama, Prabhu, Yogisha, Yoga Nishnata, Yogi, Sangyoga Rupin, Ishvara, Sarva Bhutanam Bhutamaya, and Prabhu. Some of those names you may recognize also appear in Vishnu Sahasranam, including some which I haven't yet spoken of. So all glories to the many-formed God, the hundred-formed, thousand-formed, unlimited-formed Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru pyascha kripavasi yudhivaja patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya churakam padaya nipatya kridva chakha kushata meta da humbravini esadava sakraneva nihaidurad. Gauranga Chanda Charne Kuru Tanam.